हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः। हरिः ॐ सहनावतु, सहनौ भुनक्तु, सह वीर्यङ्करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। ॐ नमो भगवते श्रीदक्षिणामूर्तिस्वरूपाय श्रीदयानन्दरूपाय परमगुरवे परमात्मने परब्रह्मणे। यस्माज्जातम् जगत्सर्वम् यस्मिन्नेव प्रलीयते येनेदम् धार्यते चैव तस्मै ज्ञानात्मने नमः। ब्रह्मविदाप्नोति परम् तदेषाभ्युक्ता सत्यम् ज्ञानमनन्तम् ब्रह्म यो वेदनिहितम् गुहायाम् परमे व्योमन् सोऽश्नुते सर्वान् कामान् सः ब्रह्मणा विपश्चितेति। So in Brahmanandavalli, we have understood the meaning of the sentence. The knower of Brahman attains Brahma, accomplishes the absolute end. The person knows Brahma, he has attained Brahma. So knowing Brahman is attaining Brahman. There is no other way of attaining Brahma. What is Brahma? Of course, incomparably limitless reality, infinite reality, absolute reality is implied by the term Brahma in terms of its nature of limitlessness. The person who discovers this Brahman is the one who has attained Brahma. There is no other way of attaining Brahma. The person who has discovered Brahman, of course, is the one who has discovered freedom, the absolute end. He accomplishes the absolute end, moksha, when he discovers freedom. Discoverer of reality is the one who discovers freedom. There's no greater accomplishment than accomplishing the moksha. Therefore, Brahmavit param apnoti, it is said. The knower of Brahman accomplishes the absolute end. So what is that Brahman? Rigmantra explains immediately, which follows, that Brahman, what is that Brahman? Kim tat Brahma? It's a beautiful Lakshana Vakyam. The three Lakshanani, three definitions, three Lakshana Viseshanani, three defining adjectives. They are not actually adjectives like other adjectives. They are defining words. Satyam, Jnanam, Anantam. And we understood, we started seeing the unfoldment of the meaning of each word. Satyam, Jnanam and Anantam. The word Anantam is going to be explained again later on. Now you have seen the meanings of these two words, Satyam. The word Satyam, the implied meaning of the word Satyam is existence, pure existence. The existence which alone is real. That which alone is real is Satyam. And what is real? Real is that which has no beginning, no end, and which doesn't undergo any change, therefore which has no dependence. So that which exists independently, beginninglessly, endlessly, changelessly, always is real. That is existence. And what is that existence? The pure existence, which is of the nature of knowing. So that reality which is ever of the nature of knowing is pure existence. So pure consciousness, pure awareness, pure knowledge is pure existence. And we also understood the meaning of the word jnanam. So jnanam can mean jnata, can mean jnayam, can mean even jnanam. Jnayam, jnata, jnanam, jnayam. It can mean the knower object of knowledge. It can mean the object of knowledge. It can mean the instrument of knowledge. It can mean even the knowledge of any object. But here, it is bhavasadhanaha, japtihi. So the word jnanam does not mean any of the triputi. The word jnanam implies the very reality, the swarupam of all the three, the knower known knowledge, which is free from this threefold difference, triputi bhedaha, which is pure knowledge, the very reality, which is ever of the nature of knowing, which is without which there cannot be knower known knowledge, which is the very truth of knower known knowledge, the pure knowledge which is in the form of the existence of knower known knowledge, is the implied meaning of the word jnanam. We understood all that before. Simply just reminding you what we've already seen, and we have come to this word, this portion. Again, the literal meaning, vachyartha, the literal meaning, direct meaning, vachyartha of these words should not be taken here. Only lakshyartha, the implied meaning of the word satyam, jnanam, anantamano, satyam and jnanam anon should be taken. Lakshyartha should be taken, not the vachyartha. So we understood already why we should take only the lakshyartha, natu vachyartha. The literal meaning, direct meaning of these words should not be taken. Only the implied meaning of the words should be taken, because what is implied by these words does not have any attributes. Attributes. I mean, what is implied by these words does not belong to any species. It has no jati. The absolute reality implied by these words, word Brahma, implied by these definitions, satyam, jnanam, anantam, doesn't have any jati, doesn't belong to any jati, species. Jatihi nasti. It has no gunaha, no attributes. No attribute, absolutely attributeless. Jati rahitaha, guna rahitaha. Jati rahitam vastu, guna rahitam vastu. Then kriya, this vastu is implied by this word Brahma, is not associated with any of the action or any of the accessories associated with the action. So kriya nasti. Jatihi nasti, gunaha nasti, kriya nasti, sambandaha nasti. There is no association, there is no connection of this reality with anything. The connection, association is possible only if there are minimum two things. Association, connection must be between two independent factors. At least more than two, two or more than two. But here, what is implied by the term Brahma being one and the only reality, secondless reality, ekam vastu, advitiyam vastu, and non-dual reality, advaitam vastu. Second thing being not there, sambandaha is not at all possible. There is no parallel reality, there is no second thing other than Brahma. Therefore, नो सम्बन्धः, नो कनेक्शन्, नो असोसियेशन्, सम्बन्धः नास्ति. द्रव्यम् It has no dravyam, which means it is not the meaning of any specific word, no substance. It has no substance. It is the substance of everything. The only substance of everything is not the substance. It doesn't have substance. Means it is not substance of anything. It is the substance. The only substance which alone has substantiality. Therefore, that Brahman, being free from these five factors, jatihi, gunaha, kriya, sambandaha, dravyam, it is not available for objectification or description. Therefore, only what is implied by these terms alone should be taken. We understood that also. And there especially, what is implied by the term jnanam? The word jnanam, jnana shabdasya artaha kaha. What is implied meaning of the word jnanam? What is implied by the word jnanam is actually pure knowledge. Even the word knowledge, pure knowledge, implies the reality in terms of its nature of knowing. There is something abstract, subtlest. There is something abstract, formless, subtlest, inexplicably subtlest, and it has to be arrived at in terms of its nature of knowing. Pujya Swami used to say, Chidrupe naiva avagantavyam. It has to be arrived only in terms of its nature of knowing. Once you understand there's something which knows, there's something which knows. That which knows is jnanam. Jnanati iti jnanam. What is the form? Formless. What is the attribute? Attributeless. What connection it has? Connectionless. What jati is blood? It has no jati. So, jati rahitam, gunarahitam, kriyarahitam, sambandrahitam, dravyarahitam. It is the abstract reality. It has to be understood only in terms of its nature of knowing. That vastu is pure knowledge implied by the word jnanam because of its nature of knowing. Because of its nature of being conscious, because of its nature of being aware, it's implied by the term jnanam. Therefore, we understood. I'm reading the Bhashyam now. Where we left. Shabda pravrutti hetu jatyadi dharma rahitatvat. We are seeing the unfoldment of the meaning of the word jnanam. We already read it. I think I'm just repeating today. Shabda pravrutti hetu jatyadi dharma rahitatvat. What does it mean here? This absolute reality, Brahman. Okay. Is free from all the attributes, all the dharmas, all these factors such as jati, species, etc. We have to remember the five factors. Jatihi, species, gunaha, attributes, kriya, action, sambandaha, connection, relationship, and dravyam, substance. Brahman is the substance. Brahman doesn't have a substance, which is something which is the meaning. Okay. Therefore, jatyani dharma rahitatvat. Brahma, jatyani dharma rahitam Brahma. The absolute reality implied by the term Brahman is devoid of these factors such as species, etc. Only if these five factors, Brahman has any of these five factors, all the five factors, then it is possible for the word to describe Brahman. So, Shabda Pravritti Hetavaha, these five factors are said to be Shabda Pravritti Hetavaha. These are the factors which enable the words to describe reality. But Brahman does not have any of these five factors. Therefore, it is not available for even description, word description. Because of this reason, the word jnanam implies pure knowledge. It doesn't mean subject or object or knowledge of the objects. Tatha satya ananta shabdabhyam samanadhi karanyat. Again, this word, as this word jnanam, implying pure knowledge, pure consciousness, is in opposition with other two defining words, satyam and anantam. Also, definitely the word jnanam implies pure knowledge. It does not mean anything else other than the pure knowledge. This much you understood already. I'm repeating only what you've already seen. After completing all the three words, again, I'll present the summary of the whole thing. Okay. We'll go to the next word now. Tatha. Today's class. We come to today's class. Correct? Tatha. Satya shabdena api. That satya shabdena api means what? Satya shabdena api. Lakshyartha eva svikaraniyaha. The implied meaning alone should be taken, not literal meaning. Sarva visesha pratyastamita Swarupatvat. Sarva visesha pratyastamita Swarupatvat. Brahmanaha. Bahya satta samanya visayena. Satya shabdena lakshyate. Satyam brahma iti. Natu satya shabda vachyameva brahma. Very. Again, the word satyam has also what two meanings? Vachyartha and Lakshyartha. So here also, we take only the implied meaning, Lakshyartha of the word Satyam, not the Vachyartha. In fact, what is Kimtad Brahma? What is that which is implied with the term Brahma? To understand that, to understand Brahman, we only take the Lakshyartha, not the Vachyartha. Satya shabda vachyameva brahma. Natu satya shabda vachyameva brahma. Natu Brahman. Here, what is implied by the term Brahman is not the satya shabda vachyam, is not literal meaning, direct meaning of the word satyam. What is then? Satya shabdena lakshyate. Brahma satya shabdena lakshyate. Satyam brahma iti. So this absolute reality implied by the term Brahman is implied by the word satyam. Means even here, what is the literal meaning? What is the Vachyartha of Satyam? Anything which enjoys existent, ఈ సత్యం. ఎనీథింగ్ విచ్ ఇస్ ఎంజాయ్స్ ఎగ్జిస్టెన్స్ ఈ సత్యం. ఎనీథింగ్ విచ్ ఇస్ ఎగ్జిస్టెంట్ ఈ సత్యం. వాట్ ఇస్ ఎగ్జిస్టెంట్? ఎనీథింగ్ విచ్ ఇస్ అవైలబుల్ ఫార్ ఎక్స్పీరియన్స్ ఎంజాయ్మెంట్ ఇంటరాక్షన్ ఈస్ ఎగ్జిస్టెంట్. సో ఎనీథింగ్ అండ్ ఎవ్రీథింగ్ విచ్ ఇస్ అవైలబుల్ ఫార్ పర్సెప్షన్, అవైలబుల్ ఫార్ కన్సెప్షన్, విచ్ డిస్క్రిప్షన్, ఆబ్జెక్టిఫికేషన్, interaction, enjoyment, experience is existent. So any object which is available for experience is satyam. It is real. It is not unreal. It is not non-existent. Anything which is available for experience is real because it is not unreal. It is not tucham. Therefore, chatya shabdena సత్యశబ్దవాచ్యం మీన్స్ ఎనీ ఆబ్జెక్ట్, ఎనీథింగ్ అండ్ ఎవ్రీథింగ్ విచ్ ఎంజాయ్స్ ఎగ్జిస్టెన్స్, ఇట్స్ అవైలబుల్ ఫార్ ఎక్స్పీరియన్స్ అండ్ ఎంజాయ్మెంట్ ఈజ్ రియల్. ఇట్ ఈస్ వాచ్యార్థ. జగత్ అస్తి. జగత్ ఈజ్ వాట్? జగత్ ఈజ్ జగత్ అస్తి. ఎనీథింగ్ విచ్ ఇస్ అస్తి ఈజ్ వాట్? ఎనీథింగ్ విచ్ ఎగ్జిస్ట్ ఈజ్ రియల్. Relatively real, objectively real, empirically real. Anything and everything which is empirically real is the meaning, literal meaning, direct meaning of the word satyam. Is there jagat? Satyam. Jagat is. Is there space? Yes, space is. Water is. Elements are. Every element. Vayuhu is satyam. Because vayu is. Agnihi is satyam. Agnihi is. Anything and everything which is here is real, relatively real, objectively real, empirically real. But here, Vachyartha of the Shabd Satyam is not implied by the term Brahman. So the absolute reality implied by the term Brahman is not like any Vachyartha of the word Satyam. It is only Lakshyartha. So he said, it's a pure existence. It is not anything which is existent. What is implied by the word satyam is not simply anything which is existent, but the pure existence which is in the form of existence of everything that is existent. So the word satyam implies that which is in the form of existence of everything that is existent. So water is in the form of existence of the existent wave. If water is removed, wave will lose its status of being existent. Light is in the form of existence of every existent opaque thing. Without light, all the opaque things will lose their status of being existent. It's all relative. But now we say, what is Brahma? Abstract, formless reality, which is of the nature of knowing, which is in the form of existence of the existent jagat. Minus reality, jagat will lose its status of being existent. It is the pure existence. Therefore, the implied meaning of the word atma is pure existence. Sarva Visesha Pratyastamita Sarupatvat Brahmanaha Bahya Satta Samanya Vishayena Satya Shabdena Lakshyate Satyam Brahma Iti. So Bahya Satta Samanya Vishayena. So here, பாஹ்ய சத்தா சாமான்யம், சத்தா சாமான்யம் மீன்ஸ் எக்ஸிஸ்டன்ஸ் விச் இஸ் காமன்லி யூனிஃபார்ம்லி அசோசியேட்டட் வித் வாட் பாஹ்ய ஆல் எக்ஸ்டர்னல் ஆப்ஜெக்ட்ஸ். ஸோ பியூர் எக்ஸிஸ்டன்ஸ் which is associated with all objects, all external objects. That existence is implied. The pure existence associated with all the existent objects is implied by the word Satyam. அசத்தியம் பிரம்ம. வாட் டஸ் இட் மீன் ஹியர்? சத்தா சாமான்ய பாஹ்ய சத்தா சாமான்ய விஷயேன சத்திய சப்தேன லக்ஷ்யதே. யூ ஹேட் அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட் தெர் இஸ் எக்ஸிஸ்டன்ஸ் அசோசியேட்டட் வித் எவ்ரி ஆப்ஜெக்ட், எக்ஸ்டர்னல் ஆப்ஜெக்ட் இட் இஸ் எக்ஸிஸ்டன்ட் ஹியர். யூ வில் சே காலஹ அஸ்தி, டைம் ஈஸ். In the waking state, when you know you are, then you can say what? Universe is. Jagat asti. When you are asleep, when you do not know you are, you cannot say Jagat is. And when in the waking state, when you know you are, that is waking state, then you can say there is universe. Jagat asti. Jagat bhati. Universe is because it shines. The universe is, universe enjoys existence. So existence is associated with what? Universe. Then time is, existence is associated with time. That is stands for existence. Time is means time enjoys existence. Deshaha asti, space is. Means space enjoys existence. The existence is associated with the space. So also all, every element. So existence enjoyed by time, space, air, fire, water, earth. And existence associated with every elemental product. Living beings, non-living things, mobile beings, immobile beings, the actions, the results of actions, the experiences, pairs of opposites. Existence is associated with every experience, every experienced object, every experienced emotion. So existence associated with the everything, anything exists, experienced is what? This is Bahya Satta Samanya Vishayena. That existence is actually the manifested existence. Anything which, when you say something is, anything which is known is means. Space is means space enjoys existence. House is means house enjoys existence. Road is means road enjoys existence. That existence enjoyed by every object is what? Pure existence. If you remove those objects, remove the objects cognitively, if you delete the objects intellectually, then what is pure existence. The pure existence minus the forms, names and functions is the implied meaning of the word Brahma. Satya Shabdena Lakshyate. Anato Satya Shabda Vachyam Eva Brahma. So we should not take anything existent or simply existence associated with the objects. The pure existence is the implied meaning of the word Brahma. Why? Because sarva vishesha pratyastamita swarupatvam asti brahmanaha. Brahman has the status of being free from what? All attributes. Sarva vishesha pratyastamitam. Astamitam, pratyastamitam means the same. Astamitam means what? Devoid of, free from, without. Sarva vishesha pratyastamitam means this absolute reality implied by the term Brahman is devoid of, free from all visheshas, all attributes. So, as Brahman is of the nature of being free from all attributes, it is simply implied by the term Satyam as pure existence associated with all existent external objects. So here also we have to do this Bhagatyaga Lakshana. Using the Bhagatyaga Lakshana, taking a part of something, leaving aside the part of something, is what? Bhagatyaga Lakshana. When you say space is, space enjoys existence. Space is means space enjoys existence. Space enjoys existence means here the existence is associated with space. Bahya satta samanya. You can never see pure existence. You can never objectify, you can never experience pure existence. Pure existence is the existence which is not associated with any object, any form, name and function. We can never experience. It's not available for objectification or experience or enjoyment. The pure existence, but existence, pure existence is available for experience as the manifest existence. What is manifest existence? Existence associated with any object. So space is means space enjoys existence. And existence associated with the space is manifest existence. And you cognitively, physically, you can't remove the space. So physically, you delete the cognitive, intellectually, cognitively remove the space. And see, that is pure existence. The pure existence dissociated with from the space is what? Pure existence. We don't physically dissociate, but cognitively we see. Is what leaving the space called bhagasya tyagaha. Then take only the existence. Bhagasya svikaraha. Taking the part of that, leaving the part. Leave the space aspect, take the existence aspect. Called bhagatyaga lakshana. What do we have? We get pure existence. The pure existence which is not, okay, which is associated with external objects is the implied meaning of the word satyam. We can say that's when every object here, the whole jagat, is constituted of countless number of forms, names and functions, countless number of objects, and every object enjoys the status of being existent because it's object of knowledge. And what is that which is in the form of existence? It is the knowledge, the pure consciousness, which is the pure existence, is in the form of existence of every known object. Therefore, satyam brahma iti Satya Shabdena Lakshyate, Brahma Lakshyate. The implied meaning is pure existence, unassociated with any of the form, name and function, which we have to cognitively appreciate. Okay. This much we have already seen. It's not a new lesson. This all we already understood. Is it clear? Because we are doing after a long break, I'll repeat this. Okay, now we come to actual class, today's class. Even after completing all the three words, we'll present the whole teaching again. I give you a summary of everything. Evam satyadi shabdaha itare tarasannidhau anyonya niyamya niyamakaha santaha satyadi shabdavachyat tanivartakaha brahmanaha lakshanarthascha bhavanti. Very nice. That ends the sentence. Okay? The full stop comes. Make it evam in this manner. In this manner means what? In this manner, as explained above, the absolute reality is implied, is there as the implied meaning of the words. Absolute reality should not be taken as the literal meanings of the words satyam, jnanam, anantam. Satyam and jnanam. Leaving out anantam. Okay? The word absolute reality Brahman should not be taken as the literal direct meaning of the words satyam and jnanam. The implied meaning of the words alone should be taken as Brahman. Evam satyadi shabdaha, in this manner, the words such as satyam, etc. What satyam, etc.? Satyam and jnanam. Itara itara sannidhau. Itare itara sannidhau. Itara itara sannidhi means what? See, the presence of these words in mutual proximity. Itara itara sannidhi. When these words in the presence of the mutual, the proximity. When they are present in the mutual proximity, what does it mean? Jnanam is not by itself. The word jnanam is along with the word satyam and anantam. It is what? Remaining in mutual proximity. The word satyam is not by itself. It is along with jnanam and anantam. The word anantam also is with satyam and jnanam. These three words are always together in apposition. Therefore, itara itara sannidhau, in the presence of their mutual proximity, itara itara sannidhau, anyonya niyamya niyamakaha bhavanti. When these three words are together, what does it mean? Itaretra sannidhav means when they are together in close proximity. Anyonya niyamya niyamakaha bhavanti. Each word becomes niyamyam for other two words. Other two words become niyamakaha. For example, when the word satyam is niyamyam, it becomes governed. Then other jnanam and anantam become, jnanam becomes niyamakaha shabdaha. Anantam also becomes niyamakaha shabdaha. Niyamakaha. Niyamakaha means that which governs. Jnanam governs, the word jnanam governs when the word satyam becomes governed. Niyamyam. When the word jnanam becomes the governed, niyamyam, satyam becomes niyamakam, governing word. Satyam governs jnanam. Satyam is niyamakam, jnanam is niyamyam. When satyam becomes niyamyam, jnanam becomes niyamakam. For these two words, anantam becomes niyamakam and satyam becomes niyamyam, jnanam becomes niyamyam. Like this, niyamya niyamakaha. One word becomes the governing word, other word becomes governed by the other word. They become mutually niyamya, niyamya niyamakaha. So remaining as the governing words, remaining as the governed words mutually, niyamya niyamakaha santaha. Governing means what? Let me make it very clear. Satyam literally means what? Anything existent. Anything existent is what? An object. An object is, any object must be inert in its nature. But the word jnanam governs, niyamakam. No, it is real, it is existent, at the same time, it is not inert. It is not subject to change. Subject to change, that is governed by, the word anantam governs the word satyam. Therefore, it releases the word satyam from implying anything which is subject to change. The word jnanam releases the word satyam from implying anything which is subject to, which is inert. This is how one shabda becomes niyamyam and becomes niyamakam. At the same time, now take the word jnanam. Jnanam is niyamyam by other two words, satyam and anantam. The word jnanam, literally it can mean subject of knowledge, object of knowledge, or instrument of knowledge, or the knowledge of the object. But no, subject of knowledge, all these other literal meanings are subject to change. Whereas the word satyam releases the word jnanam from implying something which is subject to change. And also the word anantam also releases the word jnanam from implying something which is subject to time, subject to limitation. This is how these words are mutually governing words, and they are mutually governed by other words. Mutually governed also. So, itara itara sannidau anyonya niyamya niyamakaha santi. So, remaining as niyamya niyamakaha, governing words and the governed words mutually, in their mutual proximity, presence of mutual proximity, satyadi shabda vachyatu the nivartakaha. So these words themselves become the releasers. Nivartakaha means removers. Nivartayanti iti nivartakaha. So the word satyam, the word jnanam, the word anantam, these words themselves become releasers, relievers of what is implied by the term Brahman from the literal meanings of the word such as satyam, etc. So each word, in their close proximity, release each, every word from its literal meaning. Satyadi shabda vachyat. Shabda vachyat nivartayati. The word jnanam is nivartayati. Jnanam releases the word satyam from its literal meaning of anything existent which is subject to change. The same way the word satyam releases the word jnanam from the literal meaning of anything which is subject to change as knower, known knowledge. The word anantam releases satyam and jnanam from the literal meaning of anything which is subject to limitations. Therefore, satyadi shabda vachyat Nivartakaha. So they are the releasers, relievers. They are the removers of the literal meaning of the words satyam, etc. So each word protects the implied meaning of the other word. Protects in the sense, it doesn't allow us to take the literal meaning of the word satyam, jnanam, anantam. Three words help us take only the implied meaning of the word satyam, jnanam, anantam. So satyadi shabdaha evam itara itara sannidhau anyonya niyamya niyamakaha santaha satyadi shabda vachyat tannivartakaha. Remaining as the releasers, these words brahmanaha lakshanarthaha cha bhavanti. So they play to they, these words have two roles. First, they release each other. Three words release each other from conveying the literal meaning. Thereby, they become the revealers of the implied meaning also. Lakshanarthaha cha bhavanti. Satyadi shabda vachyat nivartakaha santaha brahmanaha lakshanarthaha cha bhavanti. All the three words release each other from the literal meanings. They also reveal the implied meanings of the words. Lakshanarthaha cha bhavanti iti ataha siddham. The word is very clear. What is very clear? What is revealed by the mantra quoted, the following mantra, which is from the same Upanishad, which you are going to understand later on. Yato vacho nivartante apraapya manasasaha. Yato vacho nivartante apraapya manasasaha. This is the word, this is the mantra I am going to see here. The fourth anuvaka, second section, the first mantra we are going to see here. In this mantra, Upanishad states how the words are incapable of revealing reality. See, of course, words, shabdaha is one of the pramanams. Of six pramanams, shabdaha, word is a pramanam. Word also serves as a means of knowledge. A word reveals a given object. The word is capable of revealing respective object. Any respective word is capable of revealing respective object. So words are also taken to be the pramanam, shabda pramanam. So here, what is revealed in this mantra? The words are incapable of revealing the absolute reality. They cannot describe reality. Why? Words do not, the reality does not have shabda pravritti hetu. Which means the absolute reality does not have any of the five factors, such as what? Jatihi, gunaha, kriya, sambandaha, dravyam. As reality does not have any of these five factors, being absolutely attributeless, words are incapable of describing the reality. So words fail in their effort to reveal the reality. Words cannot reveal. So not only the words, of course, sense organs cannot perceive the reality, mind cannot conceive the reality, words cannot describe reality. This absolute reality implied by the term Brahman is not available for sense perception, thought conception, or word description. That is what is said here, especially. It seems words make efforts reveal Brahma. And they try to reveal. Then they go up to the mind. Means what? They can describe what is perceived, what is conceived. Words can only describe objects which can be perceived, which can be conceived. But words cannot reveal reality which is beyond mind. What is said here? Yataha vachaha nivartante. Words return. It seems words go after Brahman trying to describe. And they return. Vachaha nivartante. That absolute reality which words return, being incapable of describing. Being incapable of objectifying. Not having attained Brahman, they return along with the mind. Manasa saha. So mind also tried to conceive Brahman. No, mind is incapable of conceiving the reality because mind is, the reality is not an object of thought. Object of knowledge. Mind can conceive only objects which are objects of knowledge. This here, absolute reality Brahman, being not an object of knowledge, not at all an object first of all, the very swarupam of the mind, truth of the mind. So it can never be an object of mind, object of knowledge. Therefore, mind also fails in conceiving Brahman. Sense organs fail in perceiving Brahman because Brahman is not an object of object at all. First of all, it's not available for objectification. It's not an object. And being attributeless, not having those five factors such as jati, etc., words also are incapable of describing Brahman. Therefore, the mantra, in this mantra it is said, words, when they try to reach Brahman, not to describe Brahman, then they return from Brahma, being incapable of describing along with the mind, not being able to objectify reality. That's what is said in here, which means, what does it mean? What is the connection here? Why Shankara Bhagavatpada presents this quote here? Which means, what is implied by the term Brahman is not the vachyartha, literal meaning of the word satyam jnanam anantam. If the literal meaning of the word satyam jnanam anantam, if Brahman is the literal direct meaning of the word satyam jnanam anantam, then Brahman would have been available for objectification through mind, through sense organs, through words. But Brahman is not available for objectification at all. Mind fails, sense organs fail, of course words also fail in their attempt to describe Brahman. Because what is implied by the term Brahman is not at all an object. Okay, this is one, that's why the quote is presented here. Yataha vachaha manasasaha aprapi nivartante. Without having reached Brahman, without being capable of objectifying Brahman, the words return along with the mind, being incapable of describing it, revealing it. Which means, what is implied is, what is implied by the term Brahman is not the literal direct meaning of the words. The absolute reality Brahman is the implied meaning of the word satyam, jnanam, anantam. Again, anirukte anilayani iticha avachyatvam nilotpalavat avakyarthatvam cha brahmanaha. Again, it's made very clear. There's another mantra which talks about the reality as aniruktam, anilayanam. What is aniruktam? Niruktam. Niruktam means etymology, also niruktam. If anything which is available for etymological meaning, if something, anything which can be defined, which is available for etymological meaning, then it is said to be niruktam. Aniruktam, that is absolute reality, abstract formless reality, which is ever of the nature of knowing, is not available for understanding as the etymological meaning. It means it is not even, it cannot be defined. Aniruktam means what? The absolute reality is something which is not definable, which cannot be defined. Anilayanam. See, nilayaha nilayanam means abode, location, locus. But anilayanam, reality is not something which can be located, which is an abode. Reality is the abode of everything, which is beyond everything. And there's nothing beyond the reality. So reality is a substratum, support, adhishtanam of everything. Reality is the nilayanam for everything. Reality has no nilayanam. Therefore, anilayanam, this absolute reality is aniruktam anilayanam. Therefore, what? Iti cha avachyatvam. Avachyatvam means reality has the status of not being the literal meaning of any word. Reality has a status of being not the literal meaning of any word. Literal meaning of these three words. Nilotpalavat avakyartattam cha brahmanaha. So the Brahman has a status of being not the literal meaning of the adjectives, defining words, unlike the Nilotpalam. Nilotpalavatu. So Nilotpalam means what? Nilotpalam means there, Nilam Utpalam. The word Nilam, no? Literal meaning you can take. Nilotpalavatu, like this blue lily, like this sentence, blue lily. Brahman has no vachitvam. Brahman, the absolute reality Brahman, does not have the status of being the literal meaning of the word satyam and jnanam, like the nilotpalam. That the blue lily is the literal meaning of the word blue lily. The blue lily has literal meaning. Whereas satyam jnanam anantam, this what the absolute reality Brahman is not the literal meaning of the word satyam and jnanam anantam. The word avakyartatvam, avachyatvam, avakyartatvam mean the same. Avakyartatvam means Brahman does not have the status of being the literal meaning of the statement of definitions. So Brahman does not have the status of being the literal meaning of the word satyam, jnanam, anantam. How many times repeated? Oh my God, don't take the literal meaning. Satyam means real. Anything existent is real. No, don't take anything which is, it doesn't mean anything which is existent. Brahman is the very existence of everything that is existent. Jnanam, don't have the literal meaning of subject of knowledge, object of knowledge, the instrument of knowledge, or the knowledge of any object. No. Here, jnanam implies pure knowledge, without which there cannot be no known knowledge. There cannot be the known at all. That is pure knowledge. That is implied meaning. Therefore, Brahman has avachyatvam. Brahman has avachyatvam means what? Brahman has the status, the absolute reality implied by the term. Brahman has the status of being not the literal meaning of, direct meaning of the word satyam jnanam anantam. Nilotpalavati avakyartattam cha. Brahman also has the status of being not the literal meaning of the statement of definitions, like the ordinary statement nilotpalam. Is it clear? Okay. Now we'll be very happy. We've been waiting to come to this. Even though we have discussed mostly, or most of the time we discussed only the meaning of these two words, satyam and jnanam. The word anantam has yet to be explained. We are going to see it later on. But then, now we are going to see the meaning of the next sentence. Yo veda nihitam guhayam. So, kim tat brahma? What is brahma? Satyam jnanam anantam. What the Brahman is, that which is of the nature of existence, pure existence, which is of the nature of knowledge, and which is free from all limitations. This much you have understood. Now, where is that Brahman available for recognition? Kutra upalabhyate. How can one arrive at that Brahman? Where is that Brahman available for recognition, knowledge? If it is not an object of knowledge, they made very clear now. It is avachyatvam, avakyarthatvam asti brahmanaha, means what? Brahman is not an object of knowledge. Not being object of knowledge, it is not a subject of knowledge also. Brahman, what is the Brahman is neither the subject of knowledge, nor the object of knowledge, not even the knowledge of the objects. I mean, the very truth of everything. Therefore, how can we arrive at that abstract, formless reality, Brahma, which is of the nature of pure existence and pure consciousness, and which is free from all limitations? How can we arrive at it? Where is it available for recognition? For that question, next. Kutra upalabhyate guhayam nihitam. Parame vyomni, isn't it? Yo veda nihitam guhayam parame vyoman. Okay, there we'll read the yo veda. He, the person who knows, yaha veda. Leave that word. Guhayam nihitam. Parame vyoman guhayam nihitam. Take only that much, that part of the sentence. Parame vyoman guhayam nihitam. See, vyoman is a nakaranta pullinga shabda. Vyoman means space, akashaha. Vyoman shabda, shabdasya artha, akashaha. Space is the meaning of the word vyoman. So, but here, vyoman, we should say, take it as vyomni. For our meaning, take this vyomni. Parame vyomni. The vyoman should be taken as vyomni for the meaning. But in the mantra, we should keep it as it is. Parame vyoman means parame vyomni. Okay, let us understand literal meaning of the words. Parama, paramam vyoma, paramaha vyoma. Paramam vyoma means exalted space. Paramaha akashaha. Paramam vyomni or vyoma. Paramaha akashaha, the exalted space, great space. Guha, parame, paramam, vyoma, guha. Guha is, so Brahman is nihitam. The absolute reality remains as though hidden, not really hidden, nihitam. Absolute reality, all pervasive reality, is as though hidden in the cave of mind, the exalted space, the literal meaning. So Shankara Gurupada gives three different definitions, different explanations for this one particular sentence. Okay. What are those three different meanings? Let us see here. So the absolute reality Brahman is available for recognition in this space. And where the space is in the cave. The cave is what? Mind. Why mind is likened to a cave? It's a beautiful explanation. Pujya Swamiji has given a beautiful explanation. I'll tell you later on. So first, what the first meaning? The absolute reality, Brahman, is available for recognition in the space which is in the cave of mind. The space is in the mind. Because the mind accommodates many thought modifications. Your mind is, there's space in the mind. Therefore, it is said, absolute reality, Brahman, is available for recognition in the space in the cave of mind. There's one meaning. Another meaning is what? Absolute reality, Brahman, is available for recognition in the space. The space is nothing but the cave of mind. In space in the mind is one meaning. The space which is the cave of mind. Mind itself is the space. So for Brahman, you need a space. And the Brahman is available for recognition in the space of the cave of mind. The second meaning. The third meaning he gives is absolute reality, Brahman, is available for recognition in the cave of mind, which is in the cave, which is in this space. The cave of mind, which is in this space. Got it? Three different meanings he gives. Don't worry. We're going to read the Bhashyam. It'll become much clearer. Whatever it is, what is the actual meaning? Even though this reality is time-spatially limited, Ananta Shabda already made it very clear. The reality is not only time-wise limitless, it is always there. There's no place where reality is not. It's all pervasive, spatially limitless. There's no object which does not exist outside of Brahma. There's no object which exists outside of Brahma. Therefore, this reality is free from, not only free from time limitation, object limitation, it's free from spatial limitation. So being all pervasive, there's no place where it is not, it's everywhere. Even though Brahman is there in the form of space, in space all pervasively it is there, it's available for recognition only in the cave of mind, in the space in the cave of mind. An exalted space in the cave of mind. Okay, that's the literal meaning. More he says, I'm going to read the Bhashyam is going to be on the commentary. Shankara Bhagavatpada presents his commentary on that particular statement. Kutra Brahma Upalabhyate. Where is Brahman available for recognition? Parame Vyomni Guhayam Nihitam. That sentence alone is taken for explanation here. Parame Vyomni Guhayam Nihitam. Tad yatha vyakhyatam brahma. Are you following? గుడ్. తద్ యథా వ్యాఖ్యాతం బ్రహ్మ యహ వేద. సో వ్యాఖ్యాతం బ్రహ్మ, వ్యాఖ్యాతం యథా వ్యాఖ్యాతం బ్రహ్మ మీన్స్ దిస్ అబ్సల్యూట్ రియాలిటీ ఇంప్లైడ్ బై ద టర్మ్ బ్రహ్మ, విచ్ హాస్ బీన్ ఎక్స్ప్లెయిన్డ్ ఓకే అన్ఫోల్డెడ్ రివీల్డ్ బై ద త్రీ వర్డ్స్ సత్యం జ్ఞానం అనంతం, దట్ బ్రహ్మ. సో ది అబ్సల్యూట్ రియాలిటీ బ్రహ్మ యాజ్ ఎక్స్ప్లెయిన్డ్ రివీల్డ్ బై దోస్ త్రీ వర్డ్స్ సత్యం జ్ఞానం అనంతం. యహ వేద, హూ ఎవర్ నోస్. యహ వేద మీన్స్ నౌ హీ కమెంట్స్, హీ రైట్స్ ది కమెంట్ ఆన్ ద వర్డ్ వేద. వేద ఇస్ ఈక్వల్ టు వాట్? విజానాతి. యహ వేద ఇస్ ఈక్వల్ టు యహ విజానాతి, హూ ఎవర్ నోస్, హూ ఎవర్ డిస్కవర్స్, హూ ఎవర్ నోస్ దాట్ అబ్సల్యూట్ రియాలిటీ బ్రహ్మ యాజ్ ఎక్స్ప్లెయిన్డ్, యాజ్ ఎక్స్ప్లెయిన్డ్ బై unfold by those three words satyam jnanam anantam. Okay. Whoever knows, but where does he know? It's impossible to know Brahman anywhere else. If at all somebody is trying to know, that's why all scientists always fail in their effort, because their scientists are extroverted. They're searching for the reality, truth, the external world. They try to objectify the truth. That is why they fail. And Upanishad says what? Leave the world alone. You discover the truth of the whole universe as the truth of the mind. Discover the truth of the entirety of the objective universe as the swarupam, the truth of the mind. That too as the truth of the very I, the first and the foremost of the thought modifications. Aham. I cognition. That way the mind has countless number of cognitions, countless number of thought modification, vritti parinamaha. Leave them all. That's why like a cave, mind is like a cave, isn't it? So many cognitions and so many thought modifications, leave them all and go to the first and the foremost of the thought modifications. The dead end of the mind is that. The dead end of the cave. You have to go into the cave and then cave of mind, and you have to stop somewhere. You know, your cave will take you inside. You keep on going inside the cave, and there's your one point comes where you have to stop. You cannot proceed anymore. Dead end of the cave comes, isn't it? Then you stop. There you find the treasure. Similarly here, mind is like the cave because so many cognitions, so many emotions and thought modifications negate all of them as not this, and stop. Beyond which you cannot go. What is the dead end of the mind? I cognition, aham asmi. And that good cognition, and that is the dead end, that like the dead end of the mind. That's why mind is likened to a cave. And then you discover what is this aham, what is this cognition, the knowledge of self-existence in terms of I am. It is there in waking state. If it is not in the deep sleep state, it means this I am, knowledge of self-existence goes and comes. Where does it go and resolve? Where does it rise from? Where does this knowledge of self-existence obtaining in him of thought in terms of I am, where does it rise from? Where does it exist? Where does it resolve? If you discover that, you have discovered the truth of all the vrittis, the entire mind. Discover the truth of the entire mind, all the vrittis, then you have discovered the truth of the individual, or discover the truth of the entirety of the objective universe. That's why kasmin vijnate sarvam vijnatam bhavati. In discovering which, everything else becomes discovered as it were. Isn't it? The only truth of the entirety of the objective universe is available for recognition in one's own mind as the swarup, truth of one's own mind as the very truth of I. The knowledge, the truth of the very knowledge, the source of the manifestation of knowledge of self-existence. Therefore, it is said, so whoever discovers, isn't it? Whoever discovers where nihitam, nihitam means sthitam, remaining, kept, placed, hidden. Where guhayam, in the cave of mind. So whoever discovers that absolute reality as unfolded by those words satyam jnanam anantam, remaining are hidden in the cave of mind. That is the meaning of these words. Now he moves on to the meaning of the word guha. Why a cave is called cave? Mind is called guha. Mind is likened to guha, isn't it? So he said, guhatehe samvaranarthasya. Here, buddhihi is the cave. Buddhihi is the guha. In the cave of mind, in the cave of intellect, this absolute reality is placed as though hidden. Okay. See, there's a verb, guhati. Guhati is the verb. It is derived from the root guh. Guh is the dhatu. And the verb derived from the guh is guhati. Guhatehe means what? For this verb guhati, derived from the root guh, there is a meaning. What is the meaning? Samvaranarthaha. See, samvaranam, avaranam. Avaranam, samvaranam means the same. Samvrunoti, avrunoti are the verbs. Samvrunoti, avrunoti means vrunoti chooses. But samvrunoti, avrunoti covers, conceals, hides. So, the verb guhati, derived from the root guh, has the meaning of covering, hiding, concealing. Okay. Therefore, nigudaha asyam. Guda means hidden. Niguda. Nigudaha also means the same. Asyam nigudaha. See, mind is here that in which everything is hidden. What is hidden? Jnana jnaya jnatru padarthaha. The meanings of the words jnanam, jnayam and jnata. Who is a jnata? That is hidden in the mind. Who is the knower? The knower of the mind is also hidden in the mind. Jnanam, knowledge of your external world of objects, is also hidden in the mind. Any knowledge is already there, hidden, covered. That's why, what is jnanam? Discovery of what is knowledge, isn't it? Everything, knowledge of everything in the world remains covered. Our jnayam also, jnanam remains covered, hidden. Therefore, knowledge of objects remains hidden. Therefore, all the objects to be known also remain hidden in the mind. Who is the knower? Where is the knower? Knower remains hidden in the mind. Knower of the mind, if you discover who is the knower of the mind, if you distinguish the knower of the mind from the knower, from the mind, then you have discovered the knower. Therefore, the knower is hidden there. Jnata, jnatra nigudaha asti asyam. Jnata asyam nigudaha asti. The knower remains hidden in the mind. So, jnayam, anything and everything to be known also, objects also remain hidden in the mind. Jnanam, knowledge of objects also remains hidden in the mind. So, jnana, jnaya, jnatru, padarthaha, asyam, negudaha, iti, guha, buddhihi. Buddhihi is guha. Here, the intellect, I said antahkaram, the mind as such. See, the mind, the intellect is the cave. Intellect is likened to a cave because in the cave of intellect alone, the knower, known, knowledge, the meaning of these three words, knower, known, knowledge, remain hidden. The cave is called cave because it guhati. It covers, hides, conceals things. Similarly, just as cave conceals things from being seen, from being visible, from being obtainable, here the knower known, the truth of the knower known knowledge, or you can say the meanings of the words knower known knowledge remain hidden in the intellect. Therefore, intellect is likened to a cave. Nigudhaha asyam jnana jnaya jnatru padarthaha iti buddhihi guha. The intellect is taken to be guha, cave, because the meanings of knower, known, knowledge, these words remain hidden there. You want to know who the knower is, you have to go to the mind. The knower of the mind is the knower of everything. You want to know what is knowledge, even the knowledge of the objects, then you have to go to the mind. Because knowledge does not rise anywhere other than the mind, the intellect. Of course, the knowledge itself is there in the mind. Then objects to be known also remain hidden in the mind only. If there is knowledge of the objects, then the objects also are known. Objects have the status of being existent. Therefore, mind is, here especially intellect, is the cave in which the knower, known, knowledge all remain hidden. Nigudhavasyam. Means nigudhav asyam. Bhoga upavargav purushartho itiva. Beautiful. Another meaning is what? What is the first meaning? The knower, known, knowledge all remain hidden in the cave of intellect. Therefore, intellect is likened to a cave. Now, one more meaning. Purushartho nigudhav asyam. Purushartho. See, all four purusharthas can be reduced to two. Artaha, kamaha, dharmaha. These time-bound relative goals, relative ends, come under the category of bhogaha. Bhogaha is equal to, bhogaha is one word. Okay, the time-bound, objects of time-bound enjoyment. Artaha, kamaha, dharmaha. Dharma Artha Kamaha, Dharma Artha Kamaha, three time-bound relative ends are meant by one word, Bhogaha. And the timeless, everlasting, absolute goal, Mokshaha, is meant by the word Upavargaha. Sorry, Apavarga, not Upavarga, Apavargaha. So, Bhogaha, Apavargaha cha. Bhogaha cha, Apavargaha cha, Bhoga Apavargau. Which means, Bhogaha, Apavargaha cha, Bhoga Apavargau stand for all four Purusharthas. Artaha, Kamaha, Dharmaha, Mokshaha. Dharmartha Kama Mokshaha, all four Purusharthas are meant by these two words, Bhogaha Apavargaha. Now, enjoyment of any end is hidden where? Is only hidden in the intellect only. Isn't it? So, Bhoga Apavargaha, Purusharthau, Bhogapavargau Purusharthau Asyam Nigudhau Asyam Buddhau Asyam Buddhau Asyam Buddhyam Bhoga Apavargau Purusharthau Nigudhau Iti Buddhehe Guha Iti Nama. Buddhi, intellect, is said to be cave because it is in the cave of intellect. All four Purusharthas, Arthakama Mokshas, reduced to two as Bhogaha and Apavargaha, these two goals remain hidden in this Buddhi. Where is, okay, Bhogaha, where is Bhogaha? In the Buddhi. In the cave of, in the mind only it is hidden. The intellect it is hidden. Where is Apavargaha, Mokshaha? Mokshapi manasi eva nigudaha asti. Mokshaha, Apavargaha, where is Mokshaha? Where is hidden? It is hidden in the mind. You discover the truth, you discover the freedom. Discover reality, Atma, you discover the freedom. So Mokshaha, otherwise said to be Apavargaha, is hidden in the cave, therefore in the intellect, therefore intellect is likened to a cave. What about the enjoyment of other three, all the other Arthakama Dharmaha? Accomplishment of all other goals. Vargaha, Vargaha, okay? Bhogaha, Apavargaha, Bhogaha. So Arthakama Dharmaha, meant by the word Bhogaha, also okay, are hidden in the intellect. Therefore, intellect is likened to a cave. So, Purusharthau, Bhoga Apavargau, Bhoga Apavargau, Purusharthau, Asyam Nigudhau. Bhogaha Asyam Nigudhaha, Apavargaha Asyam Nigudhaha, Bhoga Apavargau Asyam Nigudhau, Iti Buddhihi Guha. Two reasons are given. Why intellect is likened to a cave. Where is the moksha hidden? In your own buddhi. Where is the enjoyment of Arthakama pursuit? All the pursuits are hidden where? All in the buddhi. Why? You knock off the buddhi. Oh, everything disappears. Isn't it? In deep sleep state, what is there? There is no artha pursuit, there is no kama pursuit, there is no bhoga pursuit, nothing is there. Everything remains hidden. If the mind is active, functional, the buddhi is functional, knowledge is taking place, then all pursuits are there. But all the four pursuits, divided into two as bhogaha, apavargaha, remain hidden in the intellect, therefore intellect is likened to a cave. So nowhere no knowledge are hidden in the cave. Therefore all Purusharthas are hidden in the cave, in the intellect, therefore intellect is likened to a cave. Okay, very nice. I'll read the same sentence again. தத் யதா வியாக்யாதம் பிரம்ம யஹ வேத விஜானாதி நிஹிதம் இஸ் ஈக்வல் டு ஸ்திதம் குஹாயாம். தி குஹாயாம், த ஒன் வேர்ட் இஸ் எக்ஸ்பிளைன்ட் ஹியர். குஹாயாம், தி கமெண்ட்ரி ஆன் தி வேர்ட் குஹாயாம் அலோன் இஸ் ஃபாலோயிங் ஹியர். கூஹதேஹே சம்வரணார்த்தஸ்ய நிகூடாஹ அஸ்யாம் ஞான ஜ்ஞேய ஜ்ஞாத்ருபதார்த்தாஹ இதி பதார்த்தாஹ இதி புத்திஹி குஹா இதி உச்யதே. அஸ்யாம் புத்தௌ ஞான ஜ்ஞேய ஜ்ஞாத்ருபதார்த்தாஹ நிகூடாஹ இதி குஹாயாஹ புத்தேஹே குஹா இதி நாம. போக அபவர்கௌ புருஷார்த்தௌ நிகூடௌ அஸ்யாம் புத்தௌ இதி புத்தேஹே குஹா இதி நாம. இஸ் இட் கிளியர்? டூ ரீசன்ஸ் ஆர் கிவன் வாய் இட் இஸ் செட் டு பி எ கேவ், லைக்கன் டு எ கேவ். ஓகே, சோ பிஃபோர் ஐ கோ டு நெக்ஸ்ட் லெசன் ஐ வாண்ட் ஸ்டாப் ஹியர். அகெய்ன் ஐ டெல் யூ, Pooja Swami used to make this very clear, very simple. Okay, if there is no knowledge of the existence of self in terms of I am, then nothing else will be there. If there is knowledge of self existence in terms of I am, then it is waking state. Then as a possibility of having the knowledge of the existence of the world, you can say world is. For you to say the world is, you must be there already saying what? I am. I am the world is. I am, therefore the world is. If I am not here, the world also cannot be there. So existence of the world presupposes the knowledge of the existence of the world presupposes the knowledge of the existence of the world, and the existence of the knowledge of the knowledge of the existence of the world presupposes the knowledge of the existence of the self, isn't it? Therefore, what is the first and the foremost of the cognitions? I am. So knowledge of the self existence in terms of I am, obtaining them of thought, is the first and the foremost of the cognitions, which comes and goes. It goes deep sleep state. It comes, it is a waking state. Isn't it? It goes and comes means, where does it go and resolve? Again comes back. It comes back, it's a waking state. It goes back, it goes and resolves, deep sleep state. For this comes and goes means there must be a source where it resolves, from where it comes rises. So this, that is the source of manifestation of knowledge of self-existence. If we discuss the source of manifestation, you have discovered the source of manifestations of all knowledge and all cognitions, all thoughts, all emotions, the entire mind. Therefore, and the knowledge of self-existence is like the dead end of the mind. So this is like the dead, the mind is like a cave. Dead end of the cave of mind is knowledge of self-existence. And all emotions, desires, hatred, anger, fear, all emotions you are objects of knowledge. Then memory, all that, isn't it? Everything you say, no, not this. You finally go to the dead end of the mind. Okay? Aham. And then you discover, where does it, can't go beyond anymore. And you ask, where does it, it's like getting into the, going, walking inside the cave. You're walking towards, walking towards something. To find the treasure, and you're going, and you have, as a dead end comes, you stop, you can't go beyond there, you discover aham. And where does it come? You discover what I am, What is I am is. Not discover what I am. What is I am is. Where does it come from? Where does it result? I've discovered. Isn't it? It's a treasure hunt. Therefore, Buddhi is likened to a cave. This Puja Swami is like additional. Okay. We'll continue tomorrow, same time. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavasishyate. Om Shanti 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 Harihi Om Tat Sat Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.